Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
When your field calls for the perfect type of tough, go all in on FiberMax Cotton to deliver the right seed for whatever you're up against. Like the FiberMax 2398 GLTP variety. Strong as an ox, fights like a bull. Built to buck stress, boost yield quality, and stand strong when that verticillium wilt comes creeping. Whether you're looking for that type of tough or another, you can find it at FiberMax.com. FiberMax Cotton Seed from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
I have my first cigarette of the day when I get up.
We smoke on the way to school.
I smoke when I'm playing my games.
I smoke during nap time.
When kids are exposed to cigarette smoke,
I'm down to about a pack a day.
It's like they're smoking. For children, just 30 minutes of secondhand smoke can hurt their lung growth and permanently damage lung function.
I tried quitting. I need to try again.
Visit tobaccostopswithme.com to learn more about the dangers of secondhand smoke.
Well, another big day continuing at Cattlemen's Congress today. The National Red Angus Open Female Show kicks off the Junior Angus Breeding Heifer Show. They'll also have that BQA certification coming up at 10 o'clock this morning with the Cattlemen's Luncheon and several fun things going on. In fact, you're welcome to go to cattlemenscongress.com and you can check out the complete schedule there. While we've been visiting the show day by day, my fellow colleague Reagan Kalk had the opportunity to visit with one of the vendors to get her perspective on Cattlemen's Congress. Reagan visited with Kay Knight of Kay Knight Designs. They're from Mason, Texas. And Knight talks about her experience as a vendor in the Cattlemen's Congress trade show.
Well, for us, it's sales, of course. I sell a high-end product, and it takes a certain buyer to appreciate what we have and willing to buy it. And here we have found the market for it here in Oklahoma City with Cattlemen's Congress. I would say, as far as rating the shows, this was our best show or second best show from last year. It was great. It was a great show. There's a lot of people here.
Knight said she sets up her booth in many different trade shows throughout the U.S., and Cattlemen's Congress is always one of her favorites.
We do shows all over the place, but I think this is one of our favorites. I have to say, this is the best well-organized show we have ever been to. The guys who run it, Darren, Marcus, and Lynn, are amazing. They are out there with the carts to help us unload. They help us put it together. They are Johnny on the spot. They're awesome. They gave us a fantastic location. We love it here. If all the shows ran that well, it would be really, really nice, but unfortunately, that's not the case.
You can visit Kay Knight at her booth, Kay Knight Design, at the 2023 Cattlemen's Congress Trade Show. Well, for the first time in 2 months, the nation's average gas price has increased, rising 12.3 cents from a week ago to $3.17 per gallon. National average is down 22.5 cents from a month ago and 9.5 cents per gallon lower than a year ago. National average of diesel fell 1.4 cents in the last week and stands at $4.67 per gallon. Gas Buddy's Patrick DeHaan says extremely cold weather led to many refinery issues, shutting down over 1 million barrels of refining capacity and pushing those wholesale prices up. While the jump at the pump will likely be temporary as most refiners get back online after cold weather-related issues, some regions like the Rockies will see more price increases than others. Additionally, China's reopening plans inspired markets that global oil demand will start to recover as China's nearly three-year COVID-zero policies appear to possibly be coming to an end. You've got farm news on Ron.
Your hometown isn't just where you're from. It's the stuff you're made of. The 3 a.m. alarm clock, warming the truck up before sunup, lifting that last bale when your legs can barely lift you. Paycom salutes that hometown spirit, and they empower local businesses in Oklahoma. Paycom's mobile app lets you do HR and payroll on the go. It handles the things that matter to your business so you can invest more in the things that matter to you. Learn more at paycom.com.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.